India cricketing legend Virat Kohli says that he'll look back on his test career with a smile after he announced his retirement from the format earlier today. He scored more than 9,000 runs in his 123 matches for India. His former teammate Dinesh Kartik told Sky Sports News that it's a huge loss for the sport.
It is in a bit of a conundrum where test cricket stands, and Virat Kohli was one of the most important pivots in the last decade or so, who played test cricket in a certain way, also made people enjoy watching test cricket.
Well, this comes hot off the heels of another Indian legend that retired from test cricket. Rohit Sharma announced that he would be dropping the format last week, but he will still be playing white ball cricket for India. I think that it's similar with Virat Kohli. And some football news now. Ruben Amorim says that he'll step aside as Man United manager if their poor form continues next season. A 2-0 defeat to West Ham has left them 16th. Yes, 16th on the Premier League table.
We need to be really strong in the summer and to be brave. Because we will not have a next season like this. If we start like this, or if the feeling is still here, we should give the space to different persons.
Well, in a bit of other football news from yesterday, Trent Alexander-Arnold was booed by the Liverpool fans in their 2-2 draw with Arsenal. It was his first appearance since announcing that he will be leaving the club at the end of the season. Nottingham Forest, they slipped in their Champions League race, drawing 2-2 with Leicester City. We're going to finish with some tennis action from the Italian Open. Men's number one seed Jannik Sinner is back in action today in Rome. He's up against Dutchman Jesper de Jong in the round of 32. And it's still very early days. First set there, and it is on serve at one game all in that one. Looking at some of the results, though, from a little bit earlier, there was a bit of an upset. Naomi Osaka, she went down in her match. She lost in three sets. And looking at one of the games that's on the go at the moment, it's Coco Gauff, the fourth seed, up against Brit Emma Raducanu. And it is all America there. Coco Gauff took the first set 6-1, and she is 5-2 up in the second set and serving for the match. Jasmine Paolini, the hometown hero, in the women's draw, sixth seed. She cruised past Yelena Ostapenko in two sets, 7-5, 6-2 a little bit earlier. Naomi Osaka, though, she is out. Peyton Stearns beat her in three sets, 6-4, 3-6, 7-6. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.